life!
Welcome to the Game of F-Life, everybody. We're back after a month hiatus, I think.
Yeah, I think it's more like 2-3 weeks.
No, it's a month.
It's been a month? Yeah, a month. Okay, fine, a month.
December 20th was our last recording.
Gotcha.
So I am Jeremiah.
I am Zach.
And I am Nick.
Unfortunately.
Shut
Anyways.
So, I mean, we've got plenty of topics to try and go on with. Zach can only be here for about another 35 minutes or so. So
pussy.
Why does that make me a pussy? I have to work.
Work schedules have changed, and over the next few months, work schedules are going to further change for a couple of us, hopefully, you know, in a good way, in a good way.
Yeah.
But anyway... we had a discussion of what to try and talk about and didn't come up with anything. So I got one that I posted on Twitter several times and Facebook a couple times of a couple movies coming out right now. They're either out right now or coming out.
Evil Dead remake.
Well, yay. Yeah, I'm excited for that. But
very excited. Very excited.
That'll be out on my birthday, by the way.
Well, we need to go see it on your birthday, then.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll make that trip. You know, kind of far.
Pussy.
There you go. Just throwing that name out randomly.
All right. But
I don't know what I ever did to provoke you.
I don't know. I got nothing. Nothing. Anyways, Jeremiah, your movies.
No. So we've got the whole. I don't even remember which one it was. It was. Okay. Here it is. So you've got the trailers out for Hansel and Gretel. What do you guys think?
I haven't seen it.
Oh my god, it is Ben Helsing cross between Mission Impossible or some crazy shit like that. I don't even know really what to say about it. I mean, you got, you know, Jeremy Renner, who's a great actor, and then you got whatever her face is. I've seen her in some other movies. She's not bad either. But you're doing a kid's story about... two young kids, like, in my personal opinion, you know, that's what the story should be about. Getting lost in the goddamn woods, not being witch hunters. I don't know. That just doesn't...
Well, and this is the second part to that story.
Oh, it's a second part? It's a sequel?
This is... You know, they went through all that. This is what happens after they've grown up.
Well, I did see the trailer for it, and you know what? I love cheese. I love cheesy movies. Love them to death. This is probably going to be one of those movies I'm going to secretly love and not tell anybody.
See, yeah, right. Like, you don't have a single movie that you secretly love and haven't told anybody.
I love Killer Clowns.
There are several people I know who are so excited for this movie, and this movie pisses me off. Because they've got all this weird technology, you know, and they're sitting there in the one R-rated trailer, they're sitting there swearing. I mean, in the first 5 seconds, you know, while they're doing the narration, they swear. Which I'm just like, why? Why do you need to do that? You know, I mean, to me, in a conversation, swearing is one thing. In art, swearing should be for emphasis.
Well, you know, and you know, you bring up a good point. They had that TV show Spartacus. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it, but
yeah,
the first season, it's all hardcore porn sex. Seriously,
oh, yeah.
And the way that they speak in dialogue, it's like fuck shit, ass fuck, butt rape. It's all like all these words that you would think that the Greeks would not say.
Oh, they did.
Well, I mean,
from what I understand.
Every other word that came out of their mouth was a goddamn F-bomb.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I watch, you know, Game of Thrones, which is, you know, it's a fantasy, you know, it's an HBO movie kind of a thing, or a TV show. And, you know, they have the sex. I mean, it's not a lot of sex, but, you know, they have the nudity, the sex. Because, it's, you know, part of the time, I mean, you know, like the fantasy medieval times and whatever else. But when they swear, it's in good taste. I mean, if that makes any sense, I mean, swearing's not in good taste, you know, period. But when they do it, it's in good taste compared to watching, like, Spartacus, where they're just throwing the words out there just to make a sentence. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And, I mean, this was, God, 3 weeks ago already that I talked about this, so, you know, if everything's a little off. And I do remember talking to Nick about it, because that was when we watched a bunch of trailers online. And I said, you know, but the trailer for Promised Land just makes me excited. It makes me want to run to the theater. And that Promised Land is the movie with John Krasinski and Matt Damon.
I have not seen the trailer for that one. Okay, so what's...
Matt Damon.
John Krasinski of The Office and Matt Damon. And it just looks like it's one of those, like, really nice movies. I have no idea what it's about, but it just looks cool.
Doesn't I haven't seen anything. I haven't heard anything about it. I mean, you're talking about it. Like, what's the synopsis or the premise?
I have no idea. I mean, you know, it doesn't look like there's any action. It looks very much like a, you know, just a standard talking, moving movie. You know, it's about people. It's just a people movie.
Okay. Here's the synopsis. A salesman for a natural gas company experiences life-changing events after arriving in a small town where his corporation wants to tap into the available resources.
Okay, so it's probably a global warming thing, but...
I definitely don't want to see
fracking,
that.
Fracking, whatever, whatever it is. But, you know, I mean, it looks like a good movie. You know, I mean... And it's hard, you know, Matt Damon is hardcore liberal, but once you get past that, I mean, he's a good actor.
He's really good.
And he and John Krasinski wrote this movie, I think.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, I know his co-buddy for Good Will Hunting, Mr. Ben Affleck. You know what? He just got nominated on the Golden Globes for Best Director in Argo. You know what, Ben Affleck?
He got
stick
nominated
to directing.
Best Director in Golden Globes?
He won. He won.
Meanwhile, he couldn't get an Oscar?
Yeah, well, I don't... There's actually been controversy. I don't know if you guys have looked on IMDb. There's, like, several movies that have been, like, discrepant, like... arguing if they should be nominated for certain things. Like, there's a Django Unchained, Argo, and Zero Dark Thirty. Mm-hmm. And I saw two out of the three movies, and I thought, you know, they were pretty good. You know, Quentin won Best Director on the Golden Globes for Django Unchained. Ben Affleck won for Best Director for Argo, and then Zero Dark Thirty took home a couple of Golden Globes too. Sorry, I didn't mean to like sidetrack, but
right.
I'm just, you know, you mentioned Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, you know, they go together. Yeah. So.
They are the original butt buddies.
Yes.
And then of course when we were talking, I said, and World War Z just confuses the fuck out of me.
You know,
I've tried watching that trailer like 5 times. I still can't figure it out.
Zach, have you seen that at all?
No.
Play the Game of Thrones upstairs.
It's about it's essentially would be like a different take on like I Am Legend, but with Brad Pitt. And they actually have, like, a military going after zombies.
Now, is it zombies?
It's some kind of form of virus.
Because all I know is they just start shooting people.
Zombie after the UN employee
is
racing against time and fate.
World War Zombie?
Yeah, as he travels the world trying to stop the outbreak of a deadly zombie pandemic.
Yeah, and if you actually watch the trailer, there's like a whole, like, it's like almost like a wall of zombies trying to get up a goddamn wall. It's ridiculous. They're like constantly running. So I kind of know where Jeremiah's coming from on this. It's just, it's fucking ridiculous. I'm old school with zombies. George Romero, no running, constantly walking.
Well, I mean, the whole thing was, I mean, it depends on how they explain it. If they explain it, you know, Walking Dead kind of style, and it makes a slightly more sense, because in Walking Dead, they're not dead. They're living. It's still living flesh, but rotting flesh. Where old school zombie, it's they're the undead. They, you know, they're people who have died and come back to life, kinda.
Kinda.
It's like reanimated flesh is I think the technical term. You know, they're not alive, but the flesh is animated. The flesh is able to move. And the only way they sustain themselves is by continuing to eat other flesh. But the whole thing is, you know, it's kind of like a half-life with zombies, you know. A nuclear half-life type of thing where you constantly, even though you're eating flesh, you're still rotting yourself. Eventually, you're going to be no more.
Well, yeah, you got to think about, like...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you got to think about, like, you know, the zombies that, you know, we've known growing up with. I mean, honestly, if they actually did, like, were around, they're not going to be able to run as fast. Their body is just going to fall apart.
Right, but I mean, we don't know what, I mean, I'm guessing you don't know. We don't know what the explanation is of this pandemic.
Well, it might almost be like the same thing with, like, I Am Legend, where he or somebody, like, the government-wise created a virus or some shit like that, where everybody's just like, oh my god, I got some kind of rage and I just want to eat flesh.
Yeah, rabies cannibalism type thing. I don't know.
Give me brains. Now, see, that's a concept that they don't keep in zombie movies anymore. Brains.
Brains.
It's they constantly are eating flesh. It's like, come on, go back to like Return of the Living Dead where the zombies come off and they're all gooey looking and they're like, brains.
Yeah, but I don't know where brains came from. I think that was an after.
I think we should just make a movie.
Well, there's that too.
I went through with that. World War Z. Okay, I'm gonna try to keep you on track here. So
that was it.
So you got the Hansel and Gretel, Promised Land. Hansel and Gretel
pisses me off. Promised Land gets me excited, and then
World War Z is like,
World War Z confuses the fuck out of me.
Okay. And Zach, I'm not even.
And I know several people excited for Hansel and Gretel, still can't figure out why.
The chick. Well, apparently the chick was born with extra fingers that she had to have removed.
What? Zach, yeah. You are, like, you're blowing me away right now. You just got knowledge on, like, movies. That, oh, my God. I never knew that. Thank you for.
If you would have looked at her IMDb profile, you would have known that.
Well, apparently I didn't do an extensive search on this lady.
I didn't either. I just didn't know who she was, so I clicked on her name.
And it said right there in her bio that she's got extra fingers that she had removed.
She had extra fingers. They're now removed.
Like, did she have, like, two fingers on, like, one hand, or, like, one finger on each hand, or something?
I don't know. They didn't go into great detail.
Well, these are the things you should know, Zach. What the hell?
Sorry. I failed. I've failed both of you. I will end my life now.
No, we're not going that far. So, Zach, I know Jeremiah's got a list of movies that, you know, he's either excited or pissed off. And then God knows what the fuck kind of movie is. I know you've been disconnected from the world for the last, I don't know, month. Is there anything that you've heard or seen that you're looking forward to?
Couldn't tell you. I haven't really, like I said before we started recording, I haven't logged into the internet since, well, like about a month.
Okay.
Other than to look up a recipe or two. But...
So nothing? Okay.
Yeah.
Anything you want to bring up?
What, me or Zach?
Nope.
Oh.
Sorry. I had to sneeze.
Oh, no.
No, I've been living out of the loop, so.
And why have you been living out of the loop, Zach?
Chose it.
Because you've been working very hard, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Whoa. double entendre.
<Ba-da-ba-ba-bum>.
Thanks, Nick.
What? What did I do?
You brought it up.
I avoided it.
That's right. I second double entendred you.
I didn't print anything up. I didn't say anything. I'm just having a lovely conversation with my two buddies and anybody who's listening.
You're having a conversation with people who are listening?
They're listening and they're feeding back. I just cannot hear them at this moment.
It's because they're not feeding back at this moment.
Oh, shut
I up. Think that's the fan.
Shut up.
We have a fan?
Yes. If anybody who is not listening to the podcast, this will be your first one, they are making fun of my computer because the fan is louder than I am. And I don't notice it, but they do.
The fan on the computer, that is.
Yes. My mic went shit on
no
me.
No need somehow. To explain it. No need to
okay,
explain
fine.
It.
Fine. You're an asshole.
I am.
That's okay. It's nothing nobody ever knew. But you guys should check out that Game of Thrones show. There, I'm going to change subjects. You guys should check out Game of Thrones. Unfortunately, it's not on Netflix, but it is a very, very good show. 10 episodes a season. They're an hour long. Very, very good show. Lots of deceit.
Tracy is currently reading all the books, so.
Oh, is she? Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Cool.
We're waiting until she gets done, then we're going to buy the first season.
Oh, wow.
Actually, just an information for her, the books actually don't follow the show at all really well. The first book does follow the first season well. From what I heard, the second book doesn't follow the second season or any of the seasons at all. It's just, I think, bits and pieces. This is what I got from the guys at work because they got me onto it. I've got the PDFs too, so I was going to read them also. But it's a good show. Like once you get into it, Zach, you're going to love it. Okay. It's really good. Goddamn fan. I can hear it now.
And we didn't say a word that time.
Right. Yeah, no.
Another side note, I must be bringing up like shit tonight. We've got Nickelodeon on the TV right now because the kids just went to bed like about an hour ago, and so we had Nickelodeon on. And Nickelodeon has stepped up their game at a certain part of the night. Now they have Nick Mom. Yes, they have mothers talking or having their own TV shows. There's actually been stand-up comedians that have come on here and doing like a whole stand-up comedian thing about like being moms.
Watching that, Nick?
I'm not watching it. It's just on. And
you
right
good?
Now, no, they've got some fake advertisement for these Backstreet Boy looking fucking guys with dish gloves and aprons on singing like a bunch of D-bags. I mean, this is terrible. And if they're promoting a fake CD for this band that isn't real because of moms, I don't know. I'm not even paying attention. I figured it was on TV. I should mention it to you guys. I don't know if you don't watch Nickelodeon. I'm just throwing it out there. I just thought it was cool that Nickelodeon is finally, have something for the adults towards the end of the night. I mean, they used to have Nick at Night, but apparently now they've got Nick Mom. On the
I prefer the programs that Skinemax has on at night for the adults.
Agreed, but it's just on the TV right now, so I don't feel the necessary just to turn it off at this moment because I'm not watching it. Just to say no, I'm not watching it.
You can do or not do whatever you want. No one.
Right. It's a free world, man, for now, anyways.
You guys sound so sarcastic right now. Fuck you both. Fucking computer.
Again, didn't say a word.
I know. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Does anybody know the movie is, shut up. Zero Dark Thirty. I was talking to people at work about it today, actually. You guys heard about it at all?
Oh yeah.
Isn't that the hunt for Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched it over the weekend. It was actually really good. There was not a lot of violence. It was more of like the gathering of the intelligence and I won't want to say political, but kind of political side of like getting their information and all this other stuff. It was more technical. It was very technical. And then, towards the end of the movie is when they do the whole raid on where Bin Laden was. And I was like, well, it's actually pretty good. Because they did like a whole transition, like the beginning of the movie, they had the interrogations, like not like torturing, but were we actually torturing? Because we were interrogating with brute force. I guess I'm gonna say, because I'm not gonna say torture, but
there was... Nick, we never quote tortured unquote anybody.
Well, I'm just saying they show that, and then they go from being changed in hands to Obama running it, and then the CIA changing their tactics on gathering intelligence work instead of getting prisoners or whatever of war and interrogating that way. And it was actually pretty good. And after I got done watching that, I watched that SEAL Team 6, which is on Netflix, where they actually show them raiding the compound that Osama bin Laden was in. Now, it was a little more different compared to Zero Dark Thirty. Zero Dark Thirty, like I said, the CIA gathering intelligence, the SEAL Team 6, they did that within like the first 2 minutes of like the credits. And then the rest was like talking to they had like a one-on-one kind of camera with like the so-called Navy SEALs or whatever, but they're all actors and they were talking about like going in and doing their thing and stuff. So either way, they're both good movies. See them. I thought they were good.
Apparently, Lonnie Anderson visited our casino the other day.
Thank you.
The only reason I know this is because I found his Players Club card on the floor.
Hey, wait a minute. You said Lonnie Anderson, and I was thinking the actress. Oh, oh. You got me.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. I How see dare- what you did there.
Yeah.
How dare you, Zach?
I'm a sneaky. La 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 la.
Uh huh.
Connect the dots. La 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 la.
Pee-wee Herman, that's just a concept right there.
Yeah. I was waiting for somebody to catch on.
I caught it. You know Jared caught it, he just didn't want to say anything.
That's true.
Which they actually talked about they were going to redo Pee-wee Herman movie.
Really?
Yeah, there was a talk of him actually doing another Pee-wee Herman movie.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's still on IMDb or not, but there was a talk of doing another Pee-wee Herman movie.
Well, he's been slowly working clubs again as Pee-wee.
Paul has Rose he? Has, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know he did an HBO special a few years ago doing the Pee-wee Herman thing too.
No, he's been working clubs, trying to rebuild the Pee-wee name.
Well, I guess that's kind of cool. Well, he get tarnished it after playing with his pecker and fucking in the theater.
Yeah.
But then he did, you know, he did some good movies afterwards too.
He's done good movies the entire time. And he's done a lot of voiceover work too. Still.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, I know he was one of the characters in Nightmare Before Christmas. He's done a lot of work with Tim Burton, but then again, who hasn't been a slave to Tim Burton?
Yeah. Let's see here. So we'll go since 2000.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at IMDb, and yeah, he's done quite a few things.
Yeah. He's done a couple of shorts. He was Hermie the Elf and Rugrats. Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie's Revenge video game.
Yeah.
Tripping the Rift.
He did Tripping the Rift? Who was he in Tripping the Rift?
The Devil and God.
Oh, nice.
On one of the episodes.
As a first episode.
Yeah, he's done a lot of kind of one-offs. He did a lot of one-offs until about 2007. And then it looks like he started doing Pee-wee again in 2009. And has been doing a bunch of Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee gets an iPad.
Pee-wee gets an eye patch.
iPad.
Oh.
Tron Uprising series. That didn't last long, unfortunately.
Actually, no, it's still going.
Is it still going? I thought that was one of the ones I saw that was canceled. Maybe it was something different.
As far as I know, it's still going.
Maybe it was a different one.
Elijah Wood was doing the voice, too.
Elijah Wood. How does that guy keep getting work?
Well, he does that Wilford show, and that's actually pretty good, too.
Elijah Wood?
Yeah, he does Wilford. Well, he doesn't play Wilford, but he's in the show.
It's a fucking hilarious show.
Oh,
is he still making that show?
Yeah, it's on its second season. I've watched a few of the episodes, but it's still good. I haven't been able to watch it.
Holy shit. Elijah Wood was in Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah. He was a little kid on the video game set. The future.
I'm going to have to watch that movie.
He was really young. He was like one of the future kids, like when they were trying to hook up that video game. He's like, oh, I'm a crack shot at this game. He's like, you have to use your hands?
This is a baby's toy.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm going to Uber nerd.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, you know, the other night I was in the kitchen, I was doing dishes, and usually when I, like, do dishes, I try watching my TV programs on the computer. I was catching up on Big Bang Theory, and one of the episodes, they dress up to go to the Bakersfield Comic-Con. and they dress up as like the Star Trek new Next Generation. Leonard was Picard, Rajesh was Worf, Sheldon was Data, and Howard was a Borg. And they decided to go to the Vandis Rocks or whatever, where they filmed a couple of Star Trek episodes and
nice. Taking
pictures. And this is going to get loud here for a second. And they decided to take pictures, and Leonard's car gets stolen, so they're walking in the desert to someplace. Fucking door. So they finally get to the coffee shop, and Rajesh wants to keep going and go to the Comic-Con, and everybody's like, no, let's not go. But what was really hit me hard is Sheldon's like, I'm going to have to third on that. I don't really want to go. And it's like, really? Wow. For, you know, if anybody's ever watched the show, like, Sheldon's like the biggest nerd out of all of them. And it's just like, hearing him and saying that, it's just like, that just hit home. It was like, holy shit. I'm a nerd. Fuck you guys.
Nick, you don't actually live with them.
Well, it's just, I mean, if you watch this show continuously, you know, through the seasons, and the way he acts, and then him saying, you know, he doesn't want to go to a Comic-Con to win a costume contest because of all this shit happened, it was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually nothing would stop him, and he would talk everybody into still fucking going. But he just, like, said, no, we're not going.
Oh, hey, Nick?
Yeah?
You got all the seasons?
Of?
That show?
Oh, Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
No, you can watch them online for free.
You can?
Yeah, and I think Netflix has got a couple of the seasons, and then I have that website that I gave you that you can watch the rest of them.
Yeah, I don't trust that website.
Okay, then no, I don't have all the seasons done.
Okay. Your mom does.
Yeah, she is current. She has got all four seasons that are on DVD right now, yep.
You should see if you can borrow those.
The last season I can't because she bought it on Blu-ray.
Oh.
So the other three seasons, yes, I can help you out on the last one. I cannot.
Gotcha. Until one of us gets a Blu-ray burner. Anyways.
Exactly. Yeah, anyways. But no, yeah, it's a good show. Then I also caught up on How I Met Your Mother, and I don't know if I bitched you guys about this. Like, the show's gone, like, absolutely nowhere. It's like, find the fucking mom already. Tell the fucking kids. And the goddamn show.
Oh, How I Met Your Mother, yeah.
Yeah. The last episode I just watched, they finally got back to This Is How I Met Your Mother. It's like, it took almost like a season and a half to have that come out of your mouth again. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. End the fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If anybody's wondering why I'm chattering, because I'm sitting outside.
I did the same thing with House. Just couldn't. For two seasons of it, I was just like, ugh. Just end the damn show. And then the way they ended the show, I was just like, I wish they'd stopped at season 5.
Zach, you watched all of the seasons of House, haven't you?
Yep. Every single episode.
Same thing?
I liked it.
You liked the way they ended it?
I don't remember how they ended it at the moment.
Spoiler alert.
Should we go spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert.
It's been a while since it ended, so I think we're pretty safe.
Yeah, Wilson gets cancer.
Oh, right, that's right, and they ride off into the sunset.
And they ride off into the sunset, yeah.
You fuckers ruined it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cuddy isn't there for the last season, which kind of ruins part of it. And House grows a heart, and he realizes he loves the woman he married for the green, you know, to give her the green card because she's incredibly awesome. And he fucks it up because he's fucking House. And it's just like, it's so much fucking like, oh, we're going to make you, you know, this lovable creature and then fuck it up. And oh, we're going to do this amazing thing and fuck it up. And not in House style either. That's the worst part. It wasn't done in House fashion.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, I don't know how they could have actually ended that show.
I don't either. Well, and that's where I was kind of like, all right, just ended it. I mean, they probably the best time they should have ended it was after he ran the car into Cuddy's house.
Yeah.
He did what?
He ran his car into Cuddy's house because she was no longer with him and she was distancing herself from him and found another guy, and he ran his car drove it into her living room or dining room or whatever.
Dining room. They had just gotten up from the table and he...
So, and that would have been a perfect place to end it. Because you would have been like, oh my god, what the fuck happens? And you would have just been left with, oh my god.
Yeah.
But then they carried it on. And you're like, ugh. It's one of those things where great shows always ended like that. You know, it's just stopped there and you're left wondering. And so, you know, you have that ability to come back 5 years, 10 years, 20 years later, and find out what happened in the meantime. If if they so chose.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for the reunion show or whatever you want to call it. Or you have the shitty shows who show everything that happens afterwards, and then, oh, we'll just have it that House pretends to kill himself and they ride off into the sunset.
Like, yeah. Did they actually kill horses and ride in the sunset?
Oh, motorcycles.
Motorcycles. Iron horses.
Gotcha.
Iron Mustangs or whatever you want to call them.
Well, people of the interwebs and good friends of mine, I must bid you adieu.
Who are these good friends?
Yeah.
Do we know them?
I do not know.
All right. I'll have a good time at work.
Yeah. I'm going to go be a pussy, as Nick would call it.
You are a pussy.
Fuck you. All right. Peace out, everybody. Make love, not war, or make war, not love. Let them fuck. Do whatever you want. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Say good, sure.
Did he end his call?
He ended his, yes.
It's funny, you look at the tracking thing, it's like his name's still there. It's like, god damn it, Zach.
There, off.
Oh, he still says he's on mine. Mine's just
off the call.
Oh, gotcha.
So, no, it's just keeping myself.
Ah, gotcha.
So I gotta ask, have you heard of the tabletop game Munchkin? Munchkins.
I have. We've had this conversation. Yeah, you told me about it. Yeah. And I talked to a guy at work who I play my tabletop games with, actually. His tabletop games. And he's like, he says that he's not a fan of it. He's more of, like, obscure games that nobody knows about. Like, Munchkin apparently is a mainstream game.
Oh, I only like the obscure games. Once it becomes mainstream, it's too popular for me. I'm hipster.
Oh, he wasn't like that. Not at all. He was just, like, he just thought it was, it wasn't his cup of tea.
Okay.
Like, certain things that, like, the game did, or the rules, or something like that, I can't remember. He wasn't about. He wasn't, like, he didn't say anything bad about the game. He's just, it just wasn't his cup of tea.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly what he said, though, so that's the issue, but he didn't say it was a bad game at all. Just one of those games that he probably wouldn't care to play again, but he has played it, so.
But you have not.
I have not. I would not mind actually trying it and seeing what it's like. I'm not opposed to it, ever playing it. So, like, anybody that, you know, brings up something interesting and, you know, they want to try it or play it, I'm totally game for.
Right. No, so. It's a fucking... We played it again yesterday, And I mean, the first couple times we played it, we, you know, they were trying to teach me. So, you know, they were trying to be, you know, everybody was trying to be really nice about it. And, yesterday it was still a little bit of a learning curve, but we actually, it was very strategic, which was really cool. Cause at the very end, everybody got to level 9, and for the game type we play to level 10, you could apparently play a level, you know, whatever you choose. It ended up getting to level 9, but one of the turns was really funny because my buddy Matthew, before he kicked the door, is what they call it, you know, to try and see if there's a monster in the room type of thing. If you played it, you'll understand it. If you haven't, it's going to sound a little obscure. And you can always go to YouTube and check out Munchkins the Guild. And the guild, meaning Felicia Day, and I can never remember his name, the guy that plays Sabu, Will Wheaton, and Steve Sachs, I believe. They do like a 30-35 minute game, you know, where they play and give you the overview and some of the rules, some of the cards and things like that. But it was funny because before he went and kicked the door so that he could fight the monster, he cursed everybody so that every single person lost a level.
What?
So that's one of the cards that you can play. So everybody lost a level. And then he kicked the door and had to go against like a level 18 monster, and he's only fighting at a level 13. And of course, nobody would help him because he fucking cursed everybody.
Why would you do that?
He wasn't thinking. I think he had a card that helped him, but then like two of us threw cards that fucked him, so it's just one of those things. It's again, you gotta play to understand it, but I mean it's fun to play. And it's one of the reason why I think the guy that you talk to at your work probably doesn't, you know, isn't a fan. If he's more of the D&D type of guy, you know, he likes the intricacies. He likes the, you know, getting involved with creating things, going in depth with it. And that's the only type of person that I could really see, not being a fan of it, outside of people who just aren't a fan of tabletop games regardless. But I mean, the nice thing about Munchkin is it's a game that you can literally just jump into. You don't have to know much about it to play, and you can learn as you go and not feel like a complete dumbass.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely anyone listening, I'll do the quick search on.
No, I know he's talked about getting another game of Pathfinder going, which is a sister thing of D&D, if anybody's ever knows what that is. So there's a good chance that might be doing Pathfinder again, which is actually really fun. Because then you get to create, you know, like Jeremiah said, so you get to create like different things and stuff like that. I think he likes that kind of aspect of like being able to create or have like somewhat of a challenge and stuff like that, like strategically going on. I don't know about Munchkin. I never played it, so I can't really say much about it. So,
the one I'm talking about, it's by Geek and Sundry on YouTube, and it's Munchkin, Felicia Day, Steve Jackson, and Sandy Parikh would join Will Wheaton on Tabletop Episode 5. So I guess Will Wheaton has Geek and Sundry, or Geek and Sundry has Will Wheaton, and they do a show on YouTube called Tabletop.
Oh, okay. Till they explain the game or play the game like different ways or something like that.
It's different games that he does.
Mm-hmm.
They're tabletop games is what they're now called.
Okay.
But yeah, the Munchkin one is just funny. And there are different, I guess there are expansions and boosters. So, you can buy expansion sets for the game or you could buy booster packs for the game. So booster cards for the games, and they have, the regular one is called Monster, I guess. They're just monster cards. You can buy the guild boosters. So cards that are created from the characters of the guild, the show of the guild.
Zabu.
Yeah. you know, I don't know if they created them or they created them in a partnership or what all. I mean, and apparently there's several of these things.
And if you haven't watched the show of the guild, please watch it. Netflix, as far as I still know, has the guild. Watch the guild.
It has them all. YouTube has them all.
It is a great show. It's semi-funny, but it's a great show.
It's a free show regardless, you know, you're not paying anything either way. It's all, they're all available on Netflix and they're all available on YouTube. It takes a little bit longer on YouTube because you have to search all the episodes.
Yeah.
Unless they have them in their playlist, which they probably do at this point.
I think the playlist actually kind of fucks it up too, because they did like a dance video for one of the songs, but they're actually wearing their guild costumes too, so.
Yeah, that was part of the show, which I didn't realize they did that as an extra.
Yeah. And I think it's the last season or the second to the last season. Actually, one of the guys from the Big Bang Theory, the guy who plays Howard Wolowitz, shows up as one of the game creators for the game that they play, which is a takeoff or a ripoff of WoW, which is World of Warcraft. So. But I thought that was absolutely hilarious when he showed up. Being the nerd that I am.
Which one is that one?
Which, what do you mean?
The play is Howard, what's his name?
Howard Wolowitz.
That's the name of the character? That's the one he plays on Big Bang?
That's the one he plays on Big Bang. I'm just trying to identify with, you know, for people who...
I just want to make sure who Howard... If he's the one I think he is, and everything's being slow.
Well, he's the nerdy one that, if you watch the first couple of seasons, he's the one that is always hitting on the ladies. And
Simon Helberg. Oh, yes, okay. He's that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he in the guild, he plays one of the creators of the thing, and I think it's the second to last season, or actually last season, where he is supposedly gets them into a convention, but he finally like never goes through or whatever. So they're fending themselves in a convention for their guild. You'd have to watch the show. If you never watched the show, watch the show. It's actually a very good show.
It is. I will give you that. It is a good show. I unfortunately do not watch it, but more because I just don't watch television, so.
And I did, me and Jeremy, I've had conversations off of our podcast. I did start watching some of the original Doctor Who.
Yeah, I forgot. What did you think?
I watched the first couple episodes. I got home from work, and I'm like, oh, shit, that's right, now I'm Doctor Who. Because then we got off of the internet. I got really tired and I just went to bed. And so yeah. When I got up the next morning and went to work, I got home and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to watch Doctor Who. So I go into the bedroom and, you know, I turn on, you know, the Netflix in the bedroom. And I started watching, you know, the Doctor Who, the one with, what's his name?
Tom Baker.
Tom Baker. Yeah. But what's funny, though, is when I pulled it up, the original episode started in, like, the 60s. And it was in black and white.
Yes.
And I didn't know that, and I'm like, because, like, anything that I saw Doctor Who was colorized, yeah. And with the Tom Baker with the big, you know, scarf and, you know, the weird hat and everything, and
yep.
So I was like, oh, okay, wow, cool, interesting, So I watched, if you're on Netflix, if you, you know, if you're interested in Doctor Who, if you've ever seen it or not seen it, or if you just watched the newer ones, Jeremiah suggested me to watch Collection 7 or Volume 7 of the classic Doctor Who that is on Netflix. And I watched it. It was cheesy and campy. I loved it. it was like something that I think, you know, PBS or, you know, the public broadcast system, you know, which is PBS, you know, they played that late at night, and I remember watching that. I remember watching a couple episodes when I was a kid that was, you know, on TV late at night, because that was the only thing on at the time you could have the TV on, so. But, yeah, I was watching a few episodes, and their girlfriend was getting ready for work, and she comes in and she goes, oh, this is, you know, this is the Doctor Who that I grew up watching with my dad, and I'm like, well, that's cool, you know, that she, you know, she's not a nerd per se, but to have her walk into the bedroom and be like, oh yeah, and identify, you know, that Doctor Who with, you know, what she's grown up with, that was actually really cool.
Yep, no, and it's odd. Most people who grew up in the 80s and 90s, if they watched Doctor Who, the one that was played on American television and PBS was, oddly enough, Tom Baker series for some reason. And he is, I mean, to be fair, he is the longest running Doctor. He was from 1974 to 1981. So he had 8 years, whereas everybody else had about 3 to 5, you know, before him and after him. It was almost exclusively, it was pretty much exclusively about 3, maybe 4 years. First Doctor, William Hartnell, 1963 to 1966. Second one, Patrick Troughton, 1966 to 1969. John Pertwee, 1970 to 1974. And then Tom Baker's on there for a fucking long time. So he had a ton of episodes under his belt. So, you know, I mean, even if the PBS, you know, chances are you're going to miss a few weeks or so. So chances are you're going to miss a couple weeks, and they're going to throw it around because they usually don't throw them in order. And so most of the time during the 80s and 90s, because there weren't that many doctors after Tom Baker in the 90s. I mean, they only had the two movies. You're gonna see Tom Baker, chances are. So yeah, it was quite interesting that almost everybody knows who Tom Baker, you know. I mean, they may not know his name, but they'll look at, you know, like, oh yeah, the guy with the big scarf and the long jacket.
Yeah, and it was pretty good from what I saw.
Yeah.
I'm getting actually the high sign here. Actually, should probably get going here. So.
All right.
Fortunately.
So. We'll sign off, everybody. We'll try and do better soon. We'll probably start recording on Sunday nights from now on.
Yeah.
Again, at least for the short term, until whatever schedules need to get worked out.
Yeah, we'll figure everything out.
So hopefully next week we'll be doing Drunken Riffs again.
Definitely.
All right. Everybody have a good night.
All right. Good night.